Today on Bear Podcast,
we say farewell to Robin Williams.
Fat gay men.
Obama at the gay games.
I don't want to use Facebook Messenger.
And the naked barber from Sydney.
All this and more coming up next.
Bear Podcast, 531.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to give something. Scrub there, fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white, last
two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. We really have to.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nar.
And I'm Ray.
And welcome to episode 531. It's August 12th, 2014. It's a Tuesday. And it's just a normal week for us, a busy week right now.
Normal busy week, yes.
Okay, so this weekend, it's a big pool party weekend. And
I didn't go to any pool parties. No, we stayed around the house and worked all weekend.
Oh, that's right. You were doing the...
But I didn't get in my pool this weekend. I got in it yesterday after I got home from work, but not this weekend for some reason. So,
Yes. So actually, last Saturday, with a couple of friends, actually our softball team wanted to do a 4 months ago wanted to do a pool party alongside the Wave and the Surfers team. They're actually a Bear team, the Houston one of the Houston Bear teams in MSL. They wanted to do a pool party months ago, so we scheduled it for August 9th, and everybody got there. It was so far. It was in Brazoria. It's Brazoria County. Yeah. And I think I drove about 2 hours just to get there because of the traffic on 288 and stuff like that. So it's just anyway, it's a nice house. I mean, yeah, shout out to Scott and Chad. Thank you for hosting the pool party, and very nice house. I really envy it.
You just live 2 4 hour, guys. You're outside the loop. Nobody wants to come see you.
So. Outside the beltway, even.
Oh.
Oh, the horror.
Like Maynard, I live outside the beltway.
I live outside the beltway, but not that far from the beltway. Good Lord. But anyway, so that's Saturday. And then there were three pool parties, and I only could get to two pool parties.
Oh.
And we did go to the pool party for Mike, Johnny and Mike. Mike. So they're friends of ours. And Mike, so happy birthday.
It was
his birthday last Sunday.
It's Bear Soup.
That's right. That's it. Yeah, the birthday boy is on the right side, if you're watching the video. Yeah. So we got there. I was 3 hours late or something because I came from another pool party.
As usually, Maynard was late.
I'm not late all the time. I usually am late whenever Mike is around. But anyway, so yeah, it was a great pool party. I brought there's a lot of food. There's lots of pizza and everything in the pool party. And oh, Joe was there too, so it's good to see Joe. He's from Alabama. I think you know Joe.
I think I met Joe before.
Yeah. And then of course Jason and Dave were there too, so I hung out with them. And yes, it's a big pool party. I'm sorry you missed it.
I was working on the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what special thing that we did last Sunday?
Special thing we did.
Well,
you mean Maynard getting drunk at a
wedding reception?
Wedding reception?
No, he didn't.
That thing? Is that what you're talking about?
I did not get drunk.
Maynard was drunk.
Because they had. I mixed some gin and tonic. I mixed some two other kinds of drinks. They had champagne. Yeah,
he was drunk.
So anyway.
Spouse A and Spouse B.
Yeah, it's
Marvin
actually
and Jim and Marvin.
Marvin and Jim, they got married last Thursday in New York, and their wedding celebration was here in Houston. So
yep.
We got to celebrate with them,
which is nice. Good to see them get married.
Yes, so congratulations. They've been together for about how many years? 7 years.
It's been a while.
Eight years, I think, and then they got married now. Yeah, so they're now in their honeymoon, or
yeah, they're on their way to Rome. Or in Rome by now.
They're in Rome.
Yeah.
You know, I remember
getting
him.
Blessed by the Pope.
You know, I remember, you know, the conversation before about proposing properly.
Uh-huh.
Remember that we had that topic many episodes ago about proposing properly, that when you propose, it has to be proper, not like, hey, I'm going to the mall, but before that, wanna go get married? No, that's not the way you ask, right?
Yeah.
If you're gonna get married, you ask properly. Will you marry me? Kneel down, make it romantic. I don't know. That's just me. But yeah.
Be on the balcony of a ship in Alaska somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
In your underwear.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we did. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to propose, it has to be special. It's not like, hey, I'm going to buy something in the store, but before that, hey, want to get married, you know? Yeah.
Well, the big fight was that this trip was already planned for them to go to Rome, so it's not the honeymoon. Marvin says it's not the honeymoon. Jim says it's the honeymoon. Marvin's like, well, this trip was planned before you asked me, so it's not the honeymoon.
Wow, those technicalities.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Like, bitch, you're going to Rome. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's the pictures of them.
Yep.
Yeah, so congratulations again, Marvin and Jim. So, okay, so before we go on with our topics, actually, I just want to bring up, I posted in the notes right now, actually, it blew up on Facebook yesterday, and I myself am kind of affected by it. It's about Robin Williams passing. Robin Williams is a great actor, and he died apparent suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of tragic. I don't want to say the details of it, but he was battling depression. He was battling depression, and it's just sad that he had to take it, you know, on his own hands.
If you've always noticed, people that are incredibly good in their fields, like artists or actors or anybody that's like over the top in their field, they always battle with these demons, and a lot of times the demons win. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's like, it's bad when it happens, and that somebody this famous and well known that has family and stuff, that he was able to do this, and they didn't, you know, and somebody didn't know about it or, you know, anything like that. Yeah. So it's kind of, it's sad.
So it's sad because, you know, he's one of the funniest guys in the world, and it's very ironic that he is really that sad inside.
Yeah,
so. He's really that depressed inside. So, yeah, they just want privacy. I mean, the family, the surviving family just wanted to have some privacy on his funeral and everything. But
yeah.
To me, Robin Williams was a great actor. And whether it's comedy, whether it's drama, he was really good at in What Dreams May Come, in Dead Poets Society, in Awakenings, and Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And there's lots of movies that he was in that he's not a comedian, although he is a comedian, but then he's a diverse character, diverse actor that he could do the extremes of drama and comedy. And when it comes to comedy,
for people our age, we remember Mork and Mindy. So. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I still remember. How do you do that? Is there a sense?
That's Vulcan. Was something, but I can't remember. That's the Vulcan thing right there.
Uh-huh.
But his was like Nanu.
I can't remember the Nanu. It's
been so long.
Yeah, it's been so long. I actually have the DVD. I bought the DVDs of Mork and Mindy. I think the first season or something. And I guess I'm gonna do a marathon now.
Yeah.
It really affected me because, like I said, he had these great films, and he was really funny.
Well, I mean, he's always had a fault with drugs and alcohol. So.
Yes, he doesn't hide it.
Yeah, he's never hid.
He talks about it.
He's been open about it, you know. And he went a couple of years ago. He went back into rehab because he caught himself drinking too much again, and everything. So you know, you just never know what's going on with somebody. So
yeah. What I'm going to say. So Robin Williams. Well, okay, fine. He is a bear, right?
Yes.
I've always known him to be, you know, the hairy guy.
Bear. Supposedly bisexual.
Supposedly bisexual?
Yeah, I think that's what was reported. I think that's what he ended up divorcing his first wife for.
Because he was...
Everybody thought he was going to come out, and then he went and married this other chick that he's married to. So.
Oh, okay. But then, you know, he plays a gay guy well. Birdcage.
Yeah.
He was really good in Birdcage as a gay
guy.
Mrs. Doubtfire, you know, in drag, but still a, you know, heterosexual man. Supposedly hetero.
I always wanted to do a movie, Tootsie and Miss Doubtfire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Delvin Louise, Tootsie, and Miss Doubtfire.
But you know, I think I read somewhere on CNN, I think, that Robin Williams was supposed to do Mrs. Doubtfire too. But then it fell through because, he died. But then I think I read it somewhere. But it would be nice.
He's got a movie coming out this end of this summer. Because he was in, what's the movie that's coming out that he's in?
Can't remember.
I can't remember, but I was reading about it, and I was like, oh, he's in that.
Yeah. I think that movie that he's coming out, it's going to be in 2015 or something, I think.
No, I think it was.
Is it this year?
This year it's coming out. Like.
But anyway, so that's, I guess that's our tribute to Robin Williams. We extend our condolences to the Williams family, I guess, to Robin Williams family, surviving family. And we're going to miss Robin Williams, a great actor, a great man, I think so. So anyway, okay, let's move on to
our topics.
To some of our topics.
Mm-hmm. All right. So our topic today is the troubles and triumphs of fat gay men. So that's what we're going to talk about, being fat tonight. So,
okay.
The troubles and triumphs of fat gay men are a group of people bonded over a shared stigma. The gay community does an awful lot of stigmatizing itself. All those maxims about pride and self-acceptance can obscure the fact that the world of gay men is cruelly stratified place. Muscly toned men perch atop the hierarchy, with twinks, thin, hair-free, boyish men just below them. Then come the bears, those gruff hairsuit fellows who are traditionally masculine every way except the one. Then at the bottom of the ladder lies the rest of those gays with too much fat to cut it at the top, not enough furry virility to make it in the middle. Behold, the fat gay men.
Wait, so they're talking about in between one of those descriptions, a twink and the bear would be a fat.
No, they're saying that you got the muscle boys, Twinkie boys, bears, and then fat men.
Okay.
That's the pecking order they're saying in gay culture.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of that. We see that in the bars. I see that on Growler. Or don't you see them there?
Yeah. So, I mean, but that's just the pecking order they say it is. And it's lively and fabulously titled Fat Gay Men, Girth, Mirth, and the Politics of Stigma. Jason Witzel, a gender studies professor at Pace University, attempts to rescue these guys from the bottom of the homosexual heap to a decidedly mixed results. Bills as an ethnographic study, Fat Gay Men is much a semi-comic romp as it is an academic treatise. It's also more than a little sad. The fat gay men described in Fat Gay Men are tired of being ostracized by their communities, so they decide to ostracize themselves instead. In an attempt to escape the stigma of corpulence, fat gay men wear it as a badge of honor. These efforts lead to some great parties and apparently some great sex, but reading about them also leaves you with a sharp sense of melancholy. Wilson's book focuses primarily on Girth and Mirth, a nationwide social club of fat men who hang out with each other to dodge the stressful expectations of the larger gay community. One passage trafficking different men's paths to Girth and Mirth is startlingly moving. One man joined the day he was diagnosed with HIV. Another stumbled across an ad for the club while looking for a suicide hotline number. Not every Girth and Mirth member, of course, emerged from such dire straits. Some merely wanted to socialize without fretting about their bodies. Many, perhaps most, here, Whistle plays irritably coy, just want to have sex. Oh my God, it's a bear run.
It's a bear run.
So it's a white party. Oh my God.
Okay, so this is actually a book, huh?
Yes, it's actually a book.
Okay.
So you can go check this book out.
Girth and Mirth and the Politics of Stigma.
Yeah.
Fat Gay Men. And it's written by Jason Witzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
But like, maybe we should have him in the show.
Maybe.
Yeah, can I interview him?
But that's what I want to talk about. It's about how we stigmatize ourselves. This weekend, we were around somebody that is very large, probably in the obese category.
Okay.
That has very low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
He has a job, has a house, has all the basic stuff that he needs, but his self-esteem is so low that he won't go out to bars and talk to people because he thinks he's too fat.
Mm-hmm.
And people won't like him. And I've personally seen people go up and try to talk to him and flirt with him and stuff. And he's so self-conscious that he doesn't even know what to do.
No.
And I was just, you know, and reading this, it kind of reminded me of that. It was like, well, you know, we kind of do put ourselves in these categories and think because we don't have these buff, beautiful bodies, which there's nothing wrong with. Because, you know, I daydream about having a buff, beautiful body. And I'm sure when I'm dead and after a couple years of aging, the fat will be kind of flat and it might be a little washboard because of the lumps of fat in my coffin. I'll look great.
Okay.
But the whole thing is, I think a lot of this talking about the stuff is that the reason the bear groups got started because all the little Twinkie and muscle boys kind of did their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, so all the hair, big hairy guys kind of got together and did their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, because like in Houston, you got the Houston Bears, you got the Big Men's Club. I mean, and there is a separation between the two. I mean, most of the guys in the Big Men's Clubs are really big.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some big bears too. But I mean, surely it's kind of, these things kind of go back and forth. And it's just how we, I guess, it's one of those things, how do we identify with each other?
Mm-hmm.
And what do we consider is appropriate to hang out with or body types or stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And when they did Convergence here, which is a big men's event.
Yeah, it's a big man, big men's
event. I mean, it was amazing because I was too skinny for most of the guys there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, and I was like, and, what?
And but, you know, they, and most of the time, as far as I know, they like the chaser types. Yeah. The really skinny chaser types.
Yeah. So, but it was very interesting. I mean, there, you know, there's the relaxation room and all this stuff. But it was still, you know, it's interesting to, that how we still how we segregate ourselves, knowing that we've been ostracized against because we're gay and how we've been treated. But even inside the gay community, there's these subgroups and stuff. Not that we don't all get along and go out and party and have a good time, but it's still these, in a lot of people's minds, it's these very strict things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also happens, and I have experience about that, that there are some communities that are, they're all muscle bears, and for them, the bear type are the guys who are muscle bears, but when it comes to the chubby ones, who's got bigger bellies and everything, they're kind of...
Yeah, well, even some of the apps lend to that. I mean, like, Scruff is more about muscle bear, muscle
it really guys. I remember when Scruff, when I saw that segment where Johnny Scruff was on RuPaul, and... At first, we knew Scruff to be, you know, the masculine and the bear type, and all he got in his entourage, who presented themselves, they're all like muscle guys.
All muscle guys.
Muscle guys, and not even one who was the bear that I would like, or you know, I don't get it. I mean, it's like just people who are just not shaven.
Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty much it. And I kind of coined this term myself. Unshaven is the new bear. That's pretty much
it. It's like anybody that's got hair anymore is considered a bear, which I think is kind of funny.
Yeah.
So. And now it's like all these muscle bears, and then there's like bears, and there's like, and then you get breaking all that. But I thought it was an interesting article talking about this book, and I think it would be an interesting book to read. And for y'all to let us know what your thoughts are, if you read it, maybe we can get the writer on here to talk about the book.
Yep, that'd be awesome.
Which, if I don't know, I can't remember. I don't think I pulled his picture of it, but he's a chaser.
Oh, he's a chaser.
Or I assume he's a chaser because he's a little skinny, bony guy.
Okay. All right, so yeah, we'll check it out. It's The Fat Gay Men by Jason Witzel. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
This week's gay, we're going to Cleveland, Ohio for the gay games. Obama delivers surprise video welcome at Gay Games opening ceremony. And we'll post the link, so if you didn't get to see it, you can see it. But, you know, he's talking about, hey guys, we're fighting for gay rights in America. We're glad you're here. Welcome. You know, go Team USA, yada, yada, yada. So, but the article talks about it and says, we love our president. President Barack Obama made a special video appearance to help open the Gay Games 9 in Cleveland, Ohio on Saturday night. The Gay Games bring together thousands of LGBT athletes and supporters from all over the world. And you can check out his speech. So, but he was talking, you know, about how things are different here. And he salutes the Russian athletes for coming and participating and all this kind of stuff. So it was a really good message to get from the president, because I don't think they've ever got a message from the president saying welcome.
Yeah, that's right. I like his message in the end, you know, there you go. What is it? Good luck to all of the athletes and go Team USA. I like it.
Go Team US Gay.
Yeah. Go to US game. But you know, okay, let me ask you, do you think this is his second term? If it was his first term, would you think he would have made that speech?
I don't know. I cannot honestly answer that.
Cannot answer that. Are you inclined that he
would? Because it's like, you know, they started killing gays in Iraq again today.
Oh, really?
And there's an article about that, and it was talking about Obama, you know, how he pushes for gay rights here, but then you also got to walk that fine line in foreign policy, and what's good here might not be good there, and you know, some big issues, you know, and everything. So, but I mean, I think it says a lot when the president of a company does something like this and recognizes. I don't think any other president's done it, if I remember correctly. Yeah. I think he's the first and openly says, welcome, you know, we're having these gay games here, which is a gay version of the Olympics. Not that the Olympics aren't pretty gay themselves, but welcome to the U.S. You're in Cleveland, Ohio. Enjoy yourselves. It's a grand old time.
So back in 2010, I was there in Cologne with Mike and our friends Gary and Andrew. Mm-hmm. We were there for the gay games.
Yeah.
It's really an awesome experience because it's like the Olympics wherein, you know, people who are marching and everything, of course, carrying their flag. And you could see Team USA, and there's a specific area for Team Houston. So I still have a Team Houston shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there are some people who are who wanted to participate, whether it's softball. I saw some people playing softball, people from San Francisco. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's really memorable. And you know what I watched, right? The powerlifting.
Yes.
That I remember the gay games back then. The powerlifting, of course, we had to go because Team USA, meaning Kyle and Todd and Kyle, they're from Arizona. So I saw these two bears from Arizona. I saw them in Cologne.
Yeah.
Who are participating for the gay games. Yeah. But anyway, it's a lot of fun.
Well, honestly, it's the gay comes to Houston. You would think since we have a gay mayor, someone would be actively pursuing this.
I know.
And maybe they are, and we just don't know about it, but it would be interesting. And it might be a predecessor. Well, you know, we pulled off the gay games. We can do the Olympics here.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know if we can do that, man. Not yet. But anyway, so yeah, I guess thank you, Barack Obama, to President Obama for making that speech.
Yeah. Awesome. And if anybody's at the gay games, call us and let us know how it's going.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Leave us voicemails.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot us some pics. Mm-hmm. Especially of the gymnastics. The gymnastics team, the swim team.
It's not the Winter Olympics. It's not. So there's no figure skating. How gay is that?
I didn't say anything about figure skating. I said
there's no figure skating there.
And gymnastics.
Volleyball. Okay, so let's move on to the geek. So, okay, I'll tell you how I use Facebook on my phone. Okay, how to see messages in Facebook app without downloading Messenger. So good news, Facebook Messenger haters. There's a way to keep your messages in the main app without downloading Messenger. Facebook began moving messages out of the main app last week, but as it turns out, there's a surprisingly simple workaround that allows you to keep chatting without the extra app. When trying to access messages from within the main Facebook app, you now get an alert saying that messages have moved to the Messenger app, as well as a prompt to download the new app from the Apple's App Store or Google Play. Select Install Messenger, which then directs you to the App Store or Google Play. Begin downloading the app, but stop the download before it finishes installing. Now, when you go back to the main Facebook app, messages are once again displayed in the message tab. So, the workaround, first spotted by The Guardian, works with both the iPhone and Android apps. So messages are still accessible via Facebook's iPad app. Of course, there's a chance Facebook may update the apps to close this loophole. So the workaround may not be effective for long. So there's an option. You can also jailbreak. Yeah. Okay, so what they're saying is when you download the app, the install, you stop it in the middle, and then you can still use your normal Facebook app. Because the Facebook app, they made a separate messenger. I do have it on my phone, but I don't use it. It's really annoying. Have you used that?
The I don't know. When somebody gets a message, I hit it and another screen pops up. But I don't know if it's opening another app because I have to close that one to go. I don't know what it does.
It does open the other app. It tries to open the Messenger app, which I don't like. It is a dedicated messaging. You can make it. It's like having your iMessage, but then it's Facebook. So when you use that, it's a dedicated app. Facebook is forcing you to use that Messenger app instead of using your Messenger. Using your normal Facebook app and use the Messenger part of it. I've been more than a year now, more than a year, I think. I've been using the web app. So I use Safari and I do not have the Facebook app at all. But I used Safari and I bookmark m.facebook.com. If you do that and log in that way, you can use the web version, the web app version of the application. Hopefully they don't change anything, but by the looks of it, it's here to stay. But what I'm saying is just use your normal Safari on your phone and you don't have to install the app, so you save space or whatever, and you don't have to worry about push notifications on it or it using power. Although there are ways to turn off notifications so it won't eat power. But right now, I'm just happy with the browser, yeah. with Safari. How do you use Facebook on your phone, Ray? The Facebook app. How do you access Facebook on your phone?
The app.
Oh, the app. You have the app. Yeah. Okay. See, I don't. I just go to the website on the phone, so I don't have the Facebook
app. And was it you telling me that if you just do the mobile version, it uses up less battery life too, right?
That's what I just said. Yeah, I'm using the Safari version, the m.facebook.com.
Okay.
You can do that on the browser of your phone or Safari.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just do that. I've been doing it for more than a year now, and I've just been happy with it. Plus, it doesn't bother me with notifications. I know you can turn off notifications on the normal app, but still, it's like I just like the
mobile version better.
The mobile version, and it does everything. It does everything that your Facebook app does. But going back to this article, it kind of forces you to use the Messenger. The problem with Messenger is that whenever you open it, it forces you to turn on notifications, and it bugs you. It pops up saying you must turn on notifications every time you turn it on. So it's very annoying. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to use it. Although I have it in my phone, I just take it out.
Yep, I must be when I it must flip me over to the Messenger app because mine pops up and says if you get notifications and do all this, and I just exit.
Yep. So. I just hate it. I mean, I don't like it. Yep. Anyway, so yeah, that's our Facebook rant, I guess. Not everybody uses it. Everybody's on Facebook. We post the shows on Facebook, so that's okay. Okay, Ray, let's go to the bazaar.
All right, our bazaar, and this is not really bazaar. It's more unusual. It's something that you don't see every day.
Right. It's bizarre. Yeah. I guess.
It's more than just a haircut. Richard Savvy, the Naked Barber, is a qualified hairdresser with 18 years' experience in men's grooming and barbering. From haircuts to head shaving, body clipper, and waxing, Richard can satisfy all your fetish grooming needs, either in his fully equipped private studio located in Darlinghurst, Sydney, or at home or in a hotel. Whatever your requirements, Richard provides all fetish grooming details, including clippers, scissors, wax, hot towels, or he'll lather you up with shaving cream and more. Private parties, events, and role play, straight, gay, bisexual, and couples are all welcome. This is an unforgettable experience for anyone who has a fetish for grooming or would like to explore. Buzz cuts, military cuts, hair coloring, hair shaving, cutthroat facial shaving, scrotum and crack shave, beard and mustache shaping, body clipping, body shaving, manscaping, and waxing. He provides all these services.
I like the scrotum shave.
So if you're in Sydney and you need a good barber.
You know what?
Go see our friend Richard here.
Go ahead.
Now, the reason I put this article there because there is a video that they'd like a short documentary talking about what he does. Because he'll do all this in the nude, and he does stuff that most barbers won't do. He'll shave your crotum, ass crack, do all this fetish stuff for you, which I don't really consider it fetish. I mean, because I wish we had barbers here that would do this because, you know, keeping your junk trim, I mean, I don't shave it, but I like to keep it trim.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of hard to do by yourself.
You would rather have somebody else do it?
I'd rather have somebody else do it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I understand that. There's got to be some special service out there. You should ask David T. if he does that. Do you think he does that?
Well, I know. He's done other stuff, and I mean, I'm sure if I'd ask him, he'd have done it. But I mean, it's just something I never thought about. Hey, will you trim my junk up? But
don't you think that he needs to sterilize the scissors or something? Or they do sterilize it anyway?
Well, I think most of that stuff has to be sterilized and cleaned. It's the same thing as cutting your hair.
Yeah, but still, it's.
Now, I'm sure if you do butt crack shaving and stuff, yes, that stuff needs to be sterilized.
But how about the crotch? Not the butt crack, but the crotch. Don't you think you should be...
What's the difference between that hair and this hair?
I don't know. It's kind of yeasty down there for some people.
I think it's just basic cleaning and stuff, so... But anyway.
Okay. Now that you mentioned this article, and you said it's in Sydney. Sydney.
Yeah.
I may have seen this guy when Mike and I were in Sydney back in 2013, and when we were there, we were at the bar. I forgot the name of the bar, but then there was a barber. He was we went there on a Thursday night, and he was cutting somebody's hair, and I think he was wearing a jockstrap. And then I think I have to look at my pictures now because I think I took a picture of him doing a barber, but the barber stuff and cutting someone's hair at the bar. So I think it was a fundraiser or something. I don't know. But I have to check. I may have seen this guy when I was in Sydney.
Well, I think it's cool. I mean, the whole thing is he does his hair, but when he does the crotch and butt and all that kind of stuff, he does it in a sling. He said, which is pretty cool because you lay back in a sling and your junk's up there first, so it's a lot easier to do.
And he said, he even mentioned that he has the straight guys do it.
Yeah.
Lie there in a sling, but they don't know what it's for.
Yeah.
If only they knew.
Yeah. So.
If only they have one of those TSA approved slings where you could collapse it and everything. The one with the bar across.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has one of those.
But you know, women go in to get their vajayjay waxed all the time. So why can't you go in and get your I don't want my balls shaved or anything shaved because I'm just too hairy for that. But keeping it trimmed and nice and neat. And Robbie gives me grief about it because that's something out here because in San Francisco men don't do that. I'm like bullshit.
Men do not trim under.
He said they don't trim. I said that's bullshit. The group you hung around might not, but there's a lot of gay men that get out there and keep their shit trimmed. A lot of straight guys have started doing it, but. I just like it because of the odor and the neatness and keeping things cleaner and nicer and stuff. You know,
if you trim your beard,
shaving is a little too much because I have shaved them before, and that's just it's too much pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. So, but keeping it trim and nice and neat.
Yeah. So. I agree with that. I do know some people who really shave down there and trim down there, and they're even proud to say that. Yeah. But then I also have a friend who was telling me, I would never put the razor there. I would never put a scissors out there near my crotch at all. But then it's all unruly and everything. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like it myself.
And some of you Asian guys fresh off the boat, y'all need to listen to this because y'all need to trim y'all shit up. Because Asian guys are the world's worst for having bush for days.
Really? Yes. Are you sure?
It's like trim that shit up. Mm-hmm. You don't need all that hair down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes things look bigger when you do it.
That's true. All right, so I guess that's the show. Before we go,
the video link for that for the little short documentary we'll post on the show notes.
Mm-hmm. So. I put in the show notes. Okay, so let's do some shout outs. Birthdays.
We got Chuck DeVries, Reed Patton, Christopher Perez, John Davis, and Devin Lee all having birthdays this week.
And also Mike Jackmerhue. It's a friend of ours last weekend. He does the pool party over here. Yeah, it's Mike. Yeah. And it's Johnny over there. Stalker.
Not a stalker.
He's not a stalker anymore.
He's got him a man.
Yeah,
and if you're going to be stalked by anybody, I'd like to be stalked by Johnny because he's cool.
So. Oh, okay. He's a cool stalker.
We stalk Marvel.
He's a cool ex-stalker.
Yes.
Okay, that's right. So happy birthday, Mike. Thank you again for hosting it. And also, big congratulations to Marvin and Jim. Mm-hmm. And they're in their non-honeymoon trip. Yeah. I don't even know what it's called.
Honeymoon trip to Rome.
To Rome. I think it's a honeymoon trip. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. So that's it for the show, I guess.
Yep.
What are we planning this week? Nothing much, right?
I'm going on a little short vacation this weekend. So.
Oh, you are? So where? Where are you going?
I'm not saying.
You're not saying? Okay, you're just going to surprise
paparazzi, you know, that is horrible.
Oh, God. Yeah, people are. Anyway, so this weekend, we're planning to watch Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden. They're going to play here in Cynthia Woods Pavilion in the woodland. So I was excited about
Robbie's
that.
Robbie's dad calls him 9-inch toenails.
9-inch toenails? Gross.
That's because he can't remember the name. He just calls them 9-inch toenails.
9-inch toenails. All right. So okay, that's it, everyone. So thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Ricola. Oh, see? I pressed home again. Such a bad design. See? This is the problem. The space bar is right there where home is. So when you type it in, you press home. And they say Android is so great. It's just sometimes frustrating.